Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. He was high on our board. I'll
be
back.
Able to follow up with you in a couple minutes. Okay.
When General Manager Rick Spielman cut his press conference short last April, he did so to get back in the war room and attempt to pull off a major trade.
We always are trying to see essentially if we were going to be able to move up in the second round. But Rob Brzezinski and George Payton are excellent work at the phones on draft day. And they handle all our trade calls. They work out all different scenarios. And it just happened that we did not think we were going to be able to get back into the first round. But when New England sounded like they were a potential trade partner, that's when it got called up and we were able to finalize the deal.
And to think this year's draft may be just as exciting.
There will be, I don't know if there's any clear-cut answers to any of the slots. And I think with so many good players coming out in the junior class, it really highlighted that you're going to be able to get a lot of good players down through the second, third, and even into the fourth rounds that could potentially come in and start for you. So, you know, you see all the media and they do their mocks, but I think this is going to be very unpredictable on how the boards start to fall.
The 2014 NFL draft is under a week away, and the Vikings hold the eighth pick in the first round. With eight total draft picks, it could be another entertaining and successful draft for the Minnesota Vikings.
That's part of being prepared for the draft, understanding how far to go back before you lose a potential player. You better make sure you have some options as well, because if you go too far back and you run out of options, then you're going to be disappointed potentially in the player you get. Or moving forward, if you have that significant of a feeling on a player, is it worth to go up and get that? But we've always been very active on the trade part of it. It's the fun part of the draft day, and I don't see why we're not going to be able to do that again this year.
But a draft success isn't all about who's taken in round one. Spielman and his staff have a proven track record of finding Pro Bowl players and starters in the all-important later rounds.
You know, in the later round picks, those guys are there for a reason. And you're looking for some kind of trait that's saying, well, this guy, you know, could come in and maybe help us on special teams, be a good backup. If every once in a while, you know, you're going to be able to hit on some starters down that area, maybe they just were late bloomers that developed late once they got up to this league. And then the college free agency is probably the craziest time out of the whole draft, because everybody's on the phones, everybody's recruiting to try to get the best college free agents that are left out there. So we have a system in place on how we approach that.
The Vikings hope they can uncover more gems later in this year's draft. But Spielman also knows the importance of hitting early and working with a strategy that has brought plenty of success in the past.
We're going to be true to our board. We're going to take best player available. I think we're able to fill some of our big needs in free agency by some of the moves that we did make, both signing our own players and some of the free agents that we signed from other teams. So going into the draft, you never want to be boxed in that you have to take this need, especially if that player isn't worthy of that slot. So we're going to be true to our board. I know in the first round everybody's predicting this and that, but I can honestly tell you we're going to just take best player regardless of position.
Tune in next week as Vikings Beyond the Gridiron delivers an inside look to the 2014 NFL Draft not seen anywhere else. See behind-the-scenes coverage from draft night inside the team's war room. Plus, be there when the top picks come to town for their first day as members of the Minnesota Vikings. That's next weekend right here on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. The preceding has been a presentation of the Vikings Entertainment Network.